The stars are absolutely beautiful. I know some people say space is frightening. I think they see a never-ending expanse of darkness, things unknown contained within which could pose danger. And with the way us humans work, we can't take the chance of the unknown posing us any danger. It puts us on edge. What do you see when you look into space? I like that. I used to look up into the sky a lot when I was a kid, too. It made me want to join the space program. I was always fascinated with the thought of discovering new places and exploring new worlds. No, I don't think I'm scared necessarily. Cautious, maybe, would be a better word. Besides, we're in this together. Nothing our crew finds out there in space will come close to meeting you in the Academy. Yeah, I know, that was really cheesy. Doesn't make it any less true. Without you, I wouldn't be nearly as excited. When we are out there discovering new things, I'm so looking forward to your reaction. I'm going to immediately look over to you and have a huge smile because I'm waiting to see the excitement in your eyes. I love the way you start babbling like a kid on Christmas about what it could possibly do or what it means for us, if it could be useful. So many things go through your head. And God forbid we meet a new animal. I'll have to hold you back from trying to pet it. You're a scientist. Please remember that. Touching any new animal can result in only having 9 fingers instead of 10. We're not going to get separated. I would never let that happen. I've talked to the captain privately. She knows you can get nervous. You've gotten so much better. Don't get me wrong. I didn't make it seem like you'll panic at the first sight of potential trouble. But I want to be there for you. I think there could be danger out there. I know, you wouldn't let anything happen to me, and I won't let anything happen to you, but the future can hold literally anything. I know I was just talking about how excited I am, but we're going to a planet which has never been inhabited by humans before. Our space force has gone to half a dozen planets now, and people have gotten hurt, or gone missing, or... Well, you've heard the stories. No, this didn't come from nowhere. I wanted us to come out here to the observatory window and talk, because I need to have moments like this with you. With an uncertain future ahead, I get nervous too. As much as I look forward to exploring with you, I also love times like these. Just holding your hand, waking up in the morning with you by me, sitting in the same room doing separate work but still being together. You know, in the Academy, they warned against relationships like this. Said it was better to have a partner who's back on Earth waiting for you so you weren't distracted. As if I wouldn't perform better having you to bounce ideas off of. I can't imagine sitting at home just waiting. I know you couldn't either. We're adventurers, which is why, even with so many unknown things ahead of us, it's so exciting. I can see you're getting nervous. You worry about me? Why? Sweetheart, please listen to me. I can promise that... No, I can't. I can't promise that I'll never get hurt. I can't even promise you that I won't do something potentially slightly risky in the name of discovery. But what I can say is that I know you'll do your best to protect me, and so will everyone else on our crew. We're a family. You won't leave me for a sexy alien, will you? Yeah, I know. Just breaking the tension. Sexy aliens are typically only in movies. Remember the planet from a couple years ago? I forget the name, but they had, like, more than 10 tentacles, and they were sharp on the ends. Not exactly sexy to a vast majority of people. I know I've said it before a million times, but the view here is just astounding. Coming here when everyone is asleep was a good idea. It's usually so crowded. When you look out into space, do you ever wonder if there's another ship of explorers just like us, from another world, ready and willing to share their knowledge and trust? They could be looking out their window right now and wondering the same thing. There could be a mirror image of us, two aliens standing hand in hand, eager to learn about those weird earthlings. Yeah, I think they'll be nice. Besides, you're quite the charmer. Yeah, time is pretty non-existent here on the ship, and I just get tired so suddenly. What time is it even? Yeah, we should go back to bed. Thank you for the talk. I guess I just wanted to have discussion about the future. I wanted you to know that the future might be scary, but it's gonna be full of good, wonderful things. I want to make it that way for you. And I know we're just two small specks floating in space, but we're not insignificant. At least, not to each other. And that's all that matters.